Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Donna Crow. Today is another discussion on medicinal mushrooms. We're specifically talking about Ganoderma. If you haven't been here before, you've missed some good broadcasts. We have talked about the benefits of Ganoderma lucidum, a medicinal mushroom, for a number of things. We've talked about it for cancer. We've talked about it as an adaptogen. We've got a number of good calls that you can go in the archives and you can check, look for those broadcasts, and you can listen after the fact. There's a really excellent information in there that will be helpful for you and your family and the people you love. We plan to have many, many more of these calls, and so we hope you'll keep listening. We have many subjects to cover. We're going to cover cancer. Again, we've talked about it a little bit. We're going to cover it again. We're going to talk about pain, immunity. Ganoderma has so many vast and varied benefits that we're going to be discussing those in the future. So we hope that you will stay in contact with us. If you're listening over the net, you'll notice up near the broadcast there's a little button there that says follow. If you click on that, it'll hook you up with this broadcast, and anytime there's a new broadcast, it'll let you know. Also, you'll notice there's places where you can share this with other people, so feel free to do that. Send this out to other people. It'll benefit them, and I'm excited that you're here today. This is an important call for a lot of people. This is going to set a lot of people free. So I'm really blessed that you're here. I'm going to read a little disclaimer here before we get started. This is an information broadcast only. It's not intended to and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to GanoXcel products. We will be talking about research around Gano itself, and so they apply, but this particular product, the research data is not on this particular product. This product is, however, the most potent Gano there is. All right? Individual results will vary. We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXcel products. Statements made during this call have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXcel products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. All right. Today we're talking about diabetes. Diabetes is a really big deal. It affects a lot of people. We're going to go over some of the numbers, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about some basics about diabetes. Then we're going to have a few people here. We've got Felipe Montserrat, and he's going to share his testimony, which you will really, really enjoy. It's really heart-wrenching and heart-touching. Bob Klein is going to be here again to share with us. We've got Jeff McGinnis, type 1 diabetic, and he's going to share his story with Gano and his results. We've got a number of people lined up. We're going to see how many we can fit in today. So let's just get started. I want to talk about diabetes a bit. It affects 246 people, and that's expected to increase greatly in the next 10 years. One in four Americans have been diagnosed as pre-diabetic. Diabetic numbers are expected to double in the next 25 years. And each year, this is a big number. It kind of gets lost with us because it's such a big number, it's hard to really imagine the volume of this. But every single year, 7 million more people develop diabetes. It's now the fourth leading cause of global death by disease. It's the number one cause of leg amputations, which is like a shocking number to me, just because I know it's preventable and it's treatable. So for people to be losing their legs literally for no reason is just, it's just heartbreaking. Among the complications besides leg amputations that diabetics experience are heart and blood vessel disease, including stroke, heart attacks, nerve damage, diabetic retinopathy, which leads to blindness in many, kidney failure. Diabetes is the largest cause of kidney failure and responsible for enormous dialysis costs. And even more alarming is that at least 50% of people with diabetes are unaware of their condition. And in some countries, that figure may be as high as 80%. So what do you do? Do you rush out, get diagnosed, get medication, and get healed? It would be nice, but it doesn't go that way. There is no medication that can heal diabetes. In fact, medications complicate diabetes and have numerous side effects. Some of those side effects are weakness, fatigue, anxiety, nervousness, sweating, impaired vision, nausea, vomiting, gas, bloating, diarrhea, lactic acidosis, which is fatal 50% of the time. This is complications of diabetes and side effects from medication. The medications cause these things. The lactic acidosis doesn't happen with diabetes. It happens with the complications of the medications. So other complications of medications are uncontrollable hunger, a general decrease in the sense of well-being, feelings of hopelessness, impaired social life. And those are the minor things. The major things are the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences say that when elderly people use metformin, a diabetic medication, that they are very likely to eventually get Alzheimer's. Another study of about 170,000 people with diabetes found that taking one of the medications called aglitazone is associated with macular edema. If untreated, it can lead to blindness. The Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, said that older people are more likely to have dementia after they have experienced one or more episodes of severe hypoglycemia. And these medications often cause severe hypoglycemia in people, not just one or two times, but repeatedly, including insulin. The Daily Mirror reports that drugs used to control blood sugar in type 2 diabetes increase the risk of heart failure and even death. One group called the sulfonylureas increased the risk of death by 61% by heart failure and another 30% compared to the drug metformin. Let me say that statement again. The drugs used to control blood sugar in type 2 diabetes could increase the risk of heart failure and even death. One group of drugs called the sulfonylureas increased risk of death by 61% and of heart failure by 30% compared to metformin. But metformin is the one that they said would likely increase your risk of Alzheimer's. So either way, it's just bad news. The FDA has warned that two diabetic medications have been associated with dangerous cases of swelling of the pancreas. You may have heard the news about one drug. It's called Avandia, and it's just been a nightmare for people. It was only introduced in 1999, and immediately people began to have problems, but it's still on the market, and it's causing heart attacks. Government reports say that about 500 heart attacks and 300 cases of heart failure would be averted every month if it was removed from the market. It's just astonishing to me. There are lawyers out there that are now looking for people who have taken Avandia so that they can sue because it's been proven that it increases your risk of heart disease, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, and stroke. So what people who have studied this have come to understand, and these are medical doctors that have studied it. For instance, Dr. Mercola, this is what he says. Drugs cannot treat the underlying cause of diabetes. If you or someone you know is diabetic and taking medication for it, please understand that you cannot successfully treat the underlying cause of diabetes with drugs. You must understand that diabetes is not a blood sugar disease like your doctor may have led you to believe. Type 2 diabetes is actually a disease caused by insulin resistance and faulty leptin signaling, both of which are regulated through diet. Conventional treatment, which is focused on fixing the symptom of elevated blood sugar rather than addressing the underlying disease, is doomed to fail in most cases. Virtually 100%, listen to that, 100%, this is Dr. Mercola speaking, virtually 100% of type 2 diabetics can be cured if they are compliant with lifestyle changes. Type 2 diabetes is virtually 100% avoidable. In other words, you can prevent it. But if you didn't prevent it, it can be effectively treated without medication in about the same percentage of cases. In other words, 100%, virtually 100% can be treated without medications. Another doctor, Dr. Whitaker, says, yes, I realize that lowering blood sugar is the cornerstone of mainstream diabetes treatment, but 40 years of scientific studies shows beyond a reasonable doubt that lowering blood sugar with drugs can kill you faster than doing nothing. I thought that was a pretty shocking statement. He says, I repeat, you're better off doing nothing at all than taking these drugs. This is not me speaking. This is a medical doctor, okay? He says, you're better off doing nothing at all than taking diabetic drugs. The latest proof came in February 2008 from a great big study funded by our own government. Researchers were testing to see if aggressive blood sugar lowering would protect people with diabetes from heart disease. Seems like a no-brainer, right? Wrong. They stopped the study 18 months early because it was killing too many people. And he goes on to say, you read right. Aggressive treatment with blood sugar drugs resulted in a much higher cardiovascular death rate. How did mainstream experts react to this devastating news? They ignored it. Even the researchers themselves went into a truly surreal state of denial, saying patients with type 2 diabetes should not be alarmed by these findings. Oh, yes, you should, he says in bold print, because the same thing was originally proved nearly 40 years ago. Back in 1969, another big study called the University Group Diabetes Program also had to be stopped 2 years early. Results: patients with diabetes aggressively lowering their blood sugar died 250% more often. Okay, and so he goes on to say, drugs used in both studies are the very same types that you may be taking right now. Another doctor, Dr. Norton Hadler, MD of the University of North Carolina, says, boy, I want you to really listen. If you didn't hear anything else I said, listen to this. No oral diabetes drug has ever been shown to do anything really good for any patient. No leg, eye, kidney, heart, or brain has been spared. That's quite a statement. So there's books out there. There's a number of books that have titles like this, How to Halt Diabetes in 25 Days. The 30-day diabetes miracle, 3 weeks diabetes miracle. So what does that mean? You know, are these guys lying, or can you really turn it around that fast? In my experience, I've seen people change their blood sugar literally in like 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, as little as 2 weeks. It's really just phenomenal how quick and easy you can turn your blood sugar levels around naturally. There's lots and lots and lots of information out there that tells you how to do that. Some of it requires some self-discipline that, you know, some people don't want to make the effort. They'd rather take the medication. Well, the good news is there are products that you can take that work better than the medication without the side effects. And Gano XL Ganoderma is one of those products that people are finding they do really well on. They're getting good results with. And so I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to pull somebody in. I'm going to actually introduce Felipe to you and let him tell his story. Felipe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Felipe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm going to sort of let you introduce yourself.
Can you hear me well?
Pardon me? Yes, I can hear you very well. You're very clear.
Okay.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself. You tell everybody, you know, how old you are, how long you have dealt with this, and just tell your story, okay?
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Felipe Montserrat. I am 87 years old, and I'm going to be 88 in a couple of years, in a couple of months, I'm sorry. I've been a diabetic for 7 or 8 years. Because of my diabetes, I developed what is called neuropathy. I don't know if you are aware of what neuropathy is, but it is actually the hardening of the veins. Therefore, I couldn't get any circulation. And so the result became that my left foot became big and practically twice the size of my right foot. The color of my foot was, maroon, dark maroon, darkish maroon. And I was in constant pain. I couldn't put my foot down. I had to put my foot up, leaning on a chair, because if I did that, I was in terrible pain. Actually, I spent most of my days in a couch, literally watching TV, and actually miserable. By the way, I also have a pacemaker. Because of my bad heart, and I was very, very depressed because of all these things. I couldn't put on shoes. I couldn't walk without a cane or a walker. And I had to see my doctor every two months. My blood count then was normally around 210. 220, my sugar count. My AIC was 9%, which is very bad. So, to make a long story short, I truly was very, very miserable. Rick, I don't know if you know DJ and Rick DeLuca. They're very good friends of mine from Gano, from the Gano Excel office. They used
I
to
don't
come.
Know them.
I'm sorry.
I don't know them personally. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, but they're good friends of mine. And they were connected with Gano Excel. And they used to come and visit me. And they talked to me about Ganoderma lucidum. And I said, what is Ganoderma lucidum? And they explained to me that this was the king of herbs, and that the kings and the royalty 4,000 years ago found this herb that was used exclusively for kings, and no other citizenry could use it. And if they used it, they would cut their heads off. So I told them, I said, to be very honest with you, I said, look, I was told that there is no medical cure for neuropathy, for neuropathy as a result of my sugar. So he says, why don't you try it? And so they gave me a box of chocolate and a box of spirulina, Gano spirulina, which is actually an oatmeal. And they told me try it, but the truth of the matter is, for a couple of weeks I didn't even try it because I didn't believe in it. One day I was hungry one afternoon and I said, I'm going to try the chocolate. And I started taking it and I liked it. So since then I said, well, it's not bad, so I might as well try it. And I started using it. Now every 2 months I have to see my doctor because they have to check my blood and all my other organs. After about a month and a half or 2 months that I started taking this coffee and oatmeal, I noticed a change in my feet. The swelling went down. The color became good. I still had pain, but not as much. But I had to see my doctor. So when I see my doctor, The very first thing she tells me, and I, of course, they took my blood. The very first thing she tells me is, Mr. Montserrat, what have you been doing? And I said, why? How come your sugar has gone down? How come there has been quite an improvement on all your other organs? I says, well, doctor, I haven't done anything, really, except I've been taking this chocolate and this oatmeal that my two friends have given me. He says, is that so? I said, yes. And then she says, you know what? That's funny. And she asked me what it was all about. And I started telling her about, well, they say that this is the king of herbs. It's a rare mushroom. And I gave her this story. And she says, well, you know what? I had two Chinese patients of mine that had talked to me about it also. And I also got that same results. So she says, I tell you what I'd like you to do. In the next 2 months, you have to come and see me again. And I'm going to give you a real big test. I mean, an extensive test. And so by that time, my feet had already become normal. I could put shoes. My energy was much better. And so when I went to see my doctor and gave me the test, he says, wow, Mr. Montserrat, your blood now is 107. Your AIC is 6%. And she wrote down, and I'd like to quote, she says, your kidney and liver, normal. No anemia, and your diabetes is perfect. And I have that report from my own doctor. Now, Donna, I have a lot of energy. I walk normally. I even run and feel great.
Now, I love it. I love hearing
your
story.
Oh, I love it. I tell you, I'm so excited. I really, really love it. And
you should be excited. That is just...
See, the way I talk, I'm really excited because I am not one to tell this story about somebody else, but this is what actually happened to me. I mean, it's my story, and it's really the truth. I have a lot of friends here who see me regularly because I'm fairly well known in the Philippine community. I'm a Filipino. They're amazed. Not only that, people have said, hey, if you try this, I want to try this too. And I can tell you stories and stories and stories that is really amazing. Now, like I say, I'm really, really excited. But I'd like to just say one thing. I want people who are listening in to realize that this is not a medicine. This is what it does, and this is what I realized, that what it does, it slowly detoxifies all your toxics and radicals that all of us have in our bodies. And that this is not something that if you take it after 1 week, you will feel the results. No. It took me about close to 2 months before I really got the effects. And because a lot of people say, oh, I've taken it for 3 or 4 days, I don't feel anything. This is not a medicine. This is something that cleanses you. And I will urge everyone who have listened to me, try it. You won't be sorry. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Felipe, for sharing. I really appreciate you being here. I love hearing your story. If you could see me, you would have seen me smiling through the whole thing. I love the results that you've had. I'm so happy. I teach healing school, and one of the questions that people have is, well, if nobody is sick, then how do we die? And I just go, you get old. You get old and you leave your body, but you don't have to go. You don't have to go devastated and sick. You know, you can have a good meal and smile at your wife and go because it's
correct.
Your time, you know.
Correct.
And so I love your story.
By the way, like I told you, I'm going to be 88 soon, and I will be celebrating in a couple of months my 69th wedding anniversary. So there you go.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Donna.
God bless you, Felipe.
Thank
you. Okay. Thank you, Felipe. I'm going to introduce Bob again, and we're going to have Bob jump in on this and share some things that he'd like to share. And then towards the end of the call, we're going to have a few other people share their stories. I love Felipe's story. I have such a heart for older people that suffer needlessly. You know, before he knew about Gano, he was suffering, and it was needlessly because there was an answer. And I'm so glad he found the answer, and I'm so eager for more people to find the answer. And so that's why I do this. I do this because I want to see people free, and this product is setting a lot of people free. So, Bob, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. It's a very clear. And so I just want to introduce Bob real quick. Bob's very familiar with these products. He's been with this company for close to 2 years, I guess, now, and has had his own wonderful experiences with it. He's been on it, you know, long term, and has seen remarkable changes in his own health. He's just a great guy. He's very knowledgeable about many things, but especially this product. And so he's here to tell us some things he'd like us to know. So take it away, Bob.
Thank you so much. I'm just excited to be here with you all, and especially Philippe, to share the stage, so to speak, with you is a real honor. I don't know if you can hear the excitement and the energy in Philippe's voice, but if you were to meet him in person, his eyes sparkle. He has a handshake of a young man. When he talks about he could put on shoes, he doesn't wear the loose fitting shoes. His are really nice executive lace up shoes, and I can tell you when he says his feet were the same size, they're the same size. He's an amazing, amazing person and a wonderful asset to the company. So, Philippe, thank you so much for sharing, because there's so many people that don't have hope. And I'm going to only talk a little bit. I want to make sure we have room for the other people that have stories themselves. Again, we make no claims whatsoever about Gano XL products other than the Gano Dermalucidum in these products is the purest and most concentrated form available in the world today. That claim we can make. You heard the disclaimer that she read at the beginning, and I stand by that disclaimer. But Philippe, thank you so much for your story. It's an inspiration to me every time I see you and hear it, and I'm just so happy for you. I'm sure it's an inspiration for other people, and the only point I want to make is so many people, the stories that I hear, and I'm echoing what Donna said earlier, is they lose hope when they go to the doctor and he uses the D word. It's like the C word. People automatically begin to think the worst, that it's terminal, when it's not. It's not a disease, it's a condition. I just learned this yesterday from Donna, and the factors that cause that condition can be reversed. And I love the fact that the Ganoderma seems to approach all of the symptoms at the same time. So you're not faced with taking a prescription for your eyes and a prescription for the blood sugar and another prescription for depression and another prescription for your kidneys. And I like that adaptogen property of the Ganoderma. But I just want to encourage you to share this broadcast with as many people as you can. If for no other reason, it will restore hope. It will give them an opportunity to think independently, to do their own research, and not to be completely dependent on the medical community or on their own individual doctor. The sharing that she mentioned, you can share this, of course, by sending an email to the link. But there's a share button on the radio broadcast on if you go to donnacrow.com and click on Blog Talk Radio in the top right of the border of the heading, you'll go right to Blog Talk Radio. And for each individual radio broadcast, you can share it and there's a share button, and there's one that says share on Facebook. If you hit the share button, it allows you to pick the social networks, and you can pick more than one. There's about 20, maybe 25 different social networks that you can share this on. And I'd also like, if this has been meaningful to you, that you would comment. There's a place to comment on each radio show, because this helps her get the ratings up, and that just means that more people hear about it. We simply want to get the word out to as many people as we can, as fast as we can, because timing with a deteriorating condition, let's call it that, a deteriorating condition, timing is everything. So I thank you all for cooperating and helping us do that. We also have a website called GanoEagle.com. And if you go to GanoEagle.com, you'll see Blog Talk Radio and all of the archived radio shows on medicinal mushrooms, Ganoderma, are in one place. GanoEagle.com. It's a team website. Well, Donna, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm interested to hear other stories of other people that are on the broadcast. And, I do have some other remarks, but I can do that if we have time.
All right. I'm going to open up the line for Jeff McGinnis. He's got are you there, Jeff?
I am.
Hi. Jeff has his own story. He's type 1 diabetic, and a lot of people are under the understanding that you really can't do anything about that, and Jeff's experience would say that that's not true. So, hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Welcome, and I'm going to just hand it right over to you and have you share.
Okay. You kind of hit the nail right on the head when you said type 1s. A lot of them don't think anything can be done.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one who's researched, and you get on the Internet and it says cure for diabetes, and you've looked at every one of them, and it always says, well, it's only type 2. And I was introduced to the Ganoderma about 7 months ago now. Within the first 2 to 3 weeks, I felt my energy level picking up, and my blood sugars went from lows in the 40s to highs in the 400s to lows in the 60s to highs around 200, which just amazed me.
Absolutely. It
just leveled me out to a lot more manageable stage. I've been on it about 7 months now, and it just continually, I'm using about 20% less insulin, testing myself 30 to 50% less, because it's just average, staying in a better average. And some people might think I'm crazy, but I really think by getting my body healthy, knowing that all the cells in your body are replaced every few years, I truly believe type 1 diabetes can be cured through nutrition and mindset. If you believe in something enough. So hopefully I'm on your show in 2 or 3 years saying I'm no longer a diabetic.
Well, we certainly look forward to following your story. Type 1 diabetes is considered a genetic issue. Some people call it juvenile diabetes, and many people falsely believe that, if you're born with a gene, that there's nothing you can do about it. But recent research has shown that, in fact, your diet can change your genetic structure, and you can literally turn things like this around. And so I hope that gives some people hope to know that there are things that you can do to increase your health. Dave Summers has been on here and shared about his friend before that was born with a genetic illness and caused him to have transfusions every 2 weeks of his entire life. And he began taking this product in coffee and capsules, and I think he went something like 8 months, something like that, without a transfusion. And it's my understanding that that happened because he ran out of product. So I'm very encouraged about what you've shared here, and I do. I want you to keep in contact and keep us posted on your further progress.
Yeah,
and I
appreciate
you sharing.
Oh, I'd like to add one more thing. If there's any type 1 users out there that are on a pump, that I'm now the infusion set. Generally, they say to replace it every 3 days. It'll start getting infected in about 3 days, and I've actually gone as long as a week now, and the infection isn't showing up. It's whatever the Ganoderm is doing is making my body healthier everywhere. So, I mean, I'm literally cutting my supply cost in half for my pump supplies. So there's just so many added benefits.
How has this affected you, your emotional state around this? I mean, how are you feeling about this?
Well, I've been, for the last 7 months, just on top of the world. And, you know, part of it, it all started with taking the Ganoderma. But I think it's just when your overall health starts picking up, you start feeling more positive about everything. Another side effect of Ganoderma is you don't eat as much. I feel as I'm getting my nutrition, I'm not eating in as much, which probably contributes to a more level blood sugar also.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of a side effect.
It's a good side effect.
Yeah.
We like the good
side
effect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing, and please keep us informed.
You bet. I appreciate you letting me share.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, we're going to open the line up now for Dr. Rivero. He's been with us before and shared some stories, and he's going to update us a little bit. Dr. Rivero, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
So
thank
tell us what's going on.
Well, hey, I think the last time I was on, I mentioned about one of my friends in Portland, Oregon, who became interested in Gano because of her animals. And
yes.
she got the Gano. Two of her dogs both have a tumor, and she was getting really concerned about it. The vet had told her that dog wouldn't, or either of those dogs wouldn't last more than just a few weeks. And anyway, she got the Gano, started giving just a pinch because she wasn't sure how much she could. Well, actually, I think she started off with a heavier dosage and noticed that, she thought that some of the symptoms that she was seeing was because of the Gano being too much, so she backed off and she started off, continued then with just a pinch, and worked up to, I don't think even quite a total capsule. But the dogs started doing things that she'd never seen them do before, like running up and down stairs and being really energetic, something that she was really excited about. And both of those dogs are still alive. And according
That's
to
wonderful.
The vet, they were supposed to have been gone about 10 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And and also, even I'm diabetic type 2, and from probably about within the first week, I started sleeping much better, seeing my levels go down incrementally. I'm still not where I would like to see it, but keeps going down. And I got to the place where... one day I took a read at the side effects of the medication I was taking, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm surprised I'm not dead yet.
Yeah,
and so
I stopped
taking it completely, and
wow.
My levels are manageable. Not extremely high, and you know, and this is without the medication.
Wow.
I was also given high blood pressure medication. I didn't think my blood pressure was that high, and the doctor told me. I told her, I said, I'm not going to take it. She says, well, you need to start taking it, because if you don't, you know, such and such and such is going to be the end result. Well, I took it, and then I didn't like the side effects, and I just quit. And again, my blood pressure is very manageable. Last time I took it was 121 over 77.
Well, I can
which
hear
is
people
within
question.
Normal range.
Okay. I'm sure that people. I'm sure people are wondering how much you take.
3 capsules daily, morning, noon, and night.
Do you drink any of the coffee or the tea?
I drink the coffee. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, when I get off here, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna fix my lunch, and I'm gonna do a cup of coffee.
Sounds good. So, have you noticed any differences in how you feel as your blood sugar levels are coming down? As we mentioned in earlier statistics, a lot of people can have diabetes and not even know it, so mm-hmm. you don't necessarily even have any feelings with diabetes. So, but can you tell me?
Well, that's true. Well, you know, probably not. I you know, outside of the crazy diabetes, I am fairly healthy. But my wife looked at my hair the other day. Oh, by the way, let me talk about her first. She went to the hairdresser. And the hairdresser says, "This is strange." She says, "Usually we will see the gray toward the roots. Your gray is at the end." And then she took a look at my hair. She says, "You know, honey, I think your hair is getting darker." And then I have this little bald spot. My daughter refers to my comb-over hair. But anyway, my wife took a look at that, and she says, "You know, I think that little bald spot is close again. It's coming in from the edges, top, sides, bottom." I'm excited about that.
And that's a good sign. That's a good sign of overall health increasing. So that's really good information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your information.
Good. Thanks, Nana. Glad to help.
Keep me posted, and we'll have you back on again to further report how you're doing.
Certainly. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. We're going to have one other person. This is Edmundo. Edmundo's been on before and shared his story and shared his mother's story and his father's story. And he's excited to update us about what's going on with his mom's health. And so we're going to have Edmundo talk for a few minutes, and then I'm going to hand it back over to Bob. Edmundo, are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you, and exciting stories, all
yeah.
of them. I'm really excited.
They are. So tell us what's going on.
Okay. Well, I did call my mother, okay, and she apologizes that she wasn't able to make it because she had to go to the doctor today to adjust her heart medications and also to get some blood work. And you remember that in the past I shared that she had been in the hospital between February and April, a total of 2 months, in and out, 60 days. Anyhow, prior to taking Ganoderma, she suffered three mild heart attacks, and she had water in her lungs, and if she would catch a cold or even the flu, she would be bedridden for up to 2 weeks. She would do housework for an hour, and shortly after she would have to stop, sometimes resting up to 2 days to recover. Yet when she would continue with her chores 2 days later, she was fatigued. Since she started taking Ganoderma starting in May, beginning of May, her health has improved overall. She still continues to monitor her sugar levels. She is experiencing more stable sugar levels. However, sometimes she might be as high as 160, but unlike before, when her levels were high, she quickly recovers. You know, she feels rested and energetic, and she brings those levels under control. She is still taking insulin shots as recommended by her doctor. Her energy levels now are better. For instance, after she works an hour, she takes 1 hour break, and that is enough to continue with the task on hand. her heart condition is such now that with the medications that they're giving her, she had a slow heart, now it's beating faster. So that's why she's with the doctors today, to adjust those levels. Now, she recently, that was a couple of days ago, she caught the flu, and she was down for a day, and now she's up and around working. She still has a little cough. However, it might be, like this before would knock her for weeks at a time. And she was a little bit afraid that she might get water in her lungs, but it didn't happen. Now, she's so full of energy that in order for her to comply with the doctor's orders, she just has to go window shopping with Dad. She also told me that she used to have a sciatic nerve pain that would frequently flare up once or twice a week, and she would have to take Tylenol or ibuprofen. She reports that it has not flared up since she started taking Ganoderma, and she noticed this a day ago because a friend asked her what was good to take for sciatic nerve pain. Otherwise, she wouldn't even remember about that pain. She also said that she loves Ganoderma and Excellium. She's also taking that because she is full of energy. And my father in the background, she was telling me this, he was saying, "The sex is wonderful, and we do it several times a week." And, my mom is 79 and Dad is 82, but they're so happy with this.
I love that.
So I'm just sharing that, okay? They're still active, They're wonderful people. She's just so happy with Ganoderma. Dad, too.
No. I'm so glad. I'm so happy for them. I love hearing that story. Thank you, Edmundo.
Thank you very much, and keep it up, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I want to mention, he mentioned his mother's sciatica. My dad fell, almost 2 years ago, landed right on his bottom, and experienced a compression fracture. I don't know how many of you know anything about that, but it's one of the most painful fractures you can have. It's where the vertebrae actually compresses, and even after it heals, it still hurts. And we just tried everything, and it was just difficult because at 89, his liver can't handle things like Tylenol, ibuprofen, and those kind of things. And so it was very, very challenging. And since he's been doing the tea, and he just does one cup of tea a day, he's pain-free. And I just can't even tell you what a blessing that is. It's just a celebration, I'll tell you. So I just appreciate everybody who shared, and I'm going to hand it back to Bob now and let him finish telling us some things he wants to share. Are you there, Bob?
Okay. I'm here, Donna. Thank you so much, Edmundo. It's so good to hear, because Edmundo he works in the medical community, so he works as a translator. He comes into contact with a lot of medical professionals, so it's so neat to have him on the show, and especially to see that his mother and his father are seeing so many wonderful improvements to their health. Again, I just to point that out again, he mentioned multiple things with his mother, multiple things with his father, and Dr. Gilbert, thanks to you as well, and you were mentioning multiple things, and I we had on an earlier show, and some of you may want to go back and listen to this, we talk about the root cause and the impact that Ganoderma can have as an adaptogen on the root cause of, and what Philippe said was the detoxification, which can affect, when you detoxify your whole body, how every organ can improve. And so your whole body begins to exhibit the effects of that improvement. But I want to get back to that root cause, multiple cause thing for just a minute. The medical community, they're not ashamed to tell you they believe in multiple causes. So in other words, if you have a set of symptoms like you're having problems with your eyes, or you're having problems with your blood sugar, or you're having problems with your urine, they see those as separate issues entirely, and they treat them separately. Some may think they're interrelated, but they treat them separately, and they treat the symptoms as opposed to looking for a single cause. Outside of the medical community, homeopathic, naturopathic, they tend to believe in a single cause approach, so that if they can find the one thing, it could be heavy metal toxification, it could be your adrenal glands have been weakened, it could be a lot of things, but, you know, or it could be parasites is another good example. If they can find the root cause, then they can give you a general improvement that will allow your body to heal itself. The body is such a miraculous organism that it can heal itself if given the right circumstances. And I just wanted to point that out because, you know, when a person is encountering things with their body or with their mind and they're beginning to notice there's something wrong, the tendency is to go to a doctor. And what I'm encouraging people to do is first take personal responsibility, make a decision and a commitment to take personal responsibility for your health. And that is all-encompassing. It involves your nutrition, the exercise, your sleep, your stress, your environment, and who you talk to and whose advice you accept and whose you reject. So I just want to encourage everyone to as you share, that's the most important step. And unfortunately, you know, we were talking yesterday, Donna and I, preparing for this show. There's so many people that when they have a diagnosis, they lose hope because they haven't made that decision. They haven't made the decision to be personally responsible. And so when they are told they have a condition, in fact, I think Christine Urbani was saying this too. She has a relative who has been diagnosed with something, and they've just given up and without being open to even getting second opinions. So keep in mind the importance of making a personal decision of responsibility for your own health. Donna, do we have other testimonials? I know we're really short on time.
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, I would like to say in closing for my remarks that, we had I'll give a testimonial really quickly for my wife's aunt, Elena. When we came down to Mexico in March, we came down for a month, and we went to León, where Elena lives. And this is in Spanish, or she would be on. She doesn't speak English, but she was having trouble with her eyes and had been going to an eye doctor. And he had sent her to a specialist because he suspected that she had diabetes, and the specialist confirmed that she had diabetes. And began to treat her. Now, so she was being treated for her eyes already, and they began to treat her for the diabetes. And that's where we sort of came in. And my wife suggested that she try the coffee, and she had tried a couple of cups, and, you know, she didn't notice anything right away, so she wasn't drinking it. And we just encouraged her. This was in April and May to try the coffee consistently. Well, we came back down. We got down the end of June, so we saw her about the first week of July. Drove to León a couple of hours, and she was excited to see us and excited to tell us that the problems with her eyes were gone. Now, only the coffee, nothing else, and it was black coffee, if anybody wants to know. And she was just drinking a cup a day, and the problems with her eyes were gone, and the diabetes symptoms were completely gone, and she held up this doctor's report saying she was completely cleared and didn't need to come back for any reason and has no prescriptions.
That is remarkable.
Yes, I don't know. It's so wonderful when it happens to somebody in your family. I want to add one other thing in closing as far as my remarks, and I think, Donna, you might have some more to wrap up. Because I have people in my family that have diabetes that simply have ignored me. And Christine Urbani called me yesterday and said, what do you do with people like that? I've got somebody in my family, and they just won't even try. They won't even listen. They won't check it out. They won't. If you send them something to read, they won't. And we just have to work with people that have ears to hear. The ones that have ears to hear will not only get better, but Lupita's Aunt Elena is now sharing the news, and so is Dr. Gilbert, and so is Philippe, and so is Dave Summers, and so am I. We're trying to reach as many people as we can, and as fast as we can, and there's all sorts of resources available to do that. And it saddens me, especially when it's somebody in my own family. But it doesn't matter. They're everywhere, and all we can do is look for people that have ears to hear. The last thing I want to mention is another type of disclaimer here. The way I learned about Ganoderma and diabetes once I met Philippe is, because I'm not a doctor or a scientist, is I went to the Internet, and there's a wonderful resource called Google Scholar. And just like Google has a whole variety of tools, if you go to google.com and click on more, there's one called Scholar. And it's a collection of articles done by people with credentials, patents, articles, and studies. But they're all by people with credentials. So it makes your search a pure search of people with credentials. So what I have done is I do this frequently when someone asks me, well, what about type 1 diabetes? What about type 2 diabetes? What about blood sugar? They ask me these things, or neuropathy, as Philippe was saying. I just send them to Google Scholar, and the direct link is scholar.google.com. And I say, put in the word Ganoderma, and Ganoderma, one word, and leave a space, and put in whatever it is you're curious about. Maybe blood sugar, it could be diabetes, type 1, type 2. Whatever it is that you want, look at the results. Do your own research. This is part of that personal responsibility. Read the articles. Read the studies. There is a ton of material available about Ganoderma. It is the most documented herb. And that's why it's called the king of herbs. It is the most documented herb. There are more clinical studies on this herb than any other, and I'm sure there will be more.
And there are many studies that have been published even by our own government that say diabetes is preventable naturally, and it is able to be eliminated naturally. And this is just one of the quickest, easiest means that I know of. You know, there are a number of ways to turn it around. A number of people have talked about, you know, exercise and diet alone will turn diabetes around. If you're a person who doesn't want to exercise and you don't want to change your diet, Gano may be a good option for you because it's working for a lot of people. And and it is legal in the U.S. to study, to educate yourself, and make an intelligent choice about your health care. I know it can be really scary because you're under the impression that the doctor is really well educated in how to cure illness, but it just isn't the case. As I read last week from a government publication, it's a misunderstanding in the hearts and minds of Americans that American medicine can fix anything and everything, and it can't. And they said that when these things like diabetes happen, there's very little the medical community can do to turn it around. Fortunately, there is very much that you can do as an individual, and it just takes a short time of searching for natural solutions to find natural solutions and to encourage yourself to know that you can do this. Like I say, I know it can be scary. I mean, a lot of people don't want to be their own mechanic because they don't know enough about their car, and it's the same thing with our body. We don't know enough. We don't have the confidence, but I'm telling you that medical doctors and have written books on this, that you can do this when it comes to diabetes. You don't have to get your legs cut off. You don't have to go blind. You don't have to feel terrible. You don't have to have heart disease. You can turn this around. You can do it naturally, and this product is one that's worth considering in developing your own personal protocol. I'm glad you were here. We're running out of time. Thank you to everybody who was on this broadcast. I really appreciate your generosity and sharing your time. Get back with the person who sent you to this broadcast if you want to know more. If you came here accidentally, you can find more information at donnacrow.com. We're glad you came. Be looking for our next broadcast. We'll be here again next Wednesday. thanks, everybody, for coming. And look forward to being with you next week.